Today's scripture is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Amen.
First of all, until I came to this far as a man of spirit, I would like to give thanks and glory to Father God who has waited for me. I would like to give thanks to my senior pastor who loves me more than I do, who didn't give up until I came into spirit. My thanks should be extended to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, who has led me to pray fervently. My thanks should also go to Pastor Soojin Lee, who has given me good words all the time, and Pastor Heejin Lee, who strengthened me all the time. And I would like to give thanks to all the pastors and the congregation. Through this message, I'm going to talk about the spiritual space that we have to be and how I receive the blessing to come into spirit. And then lastly, I want to talk about the love of our shepherd who has never give up on me. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, spiritual world cannot be accomplished through ourselves. First of all, it is invisible world. So there must be a teacher as a guide. And we need strength to go through that spiritual realm. In order to get strength, first of all, we gotta have a heart which doesn't change at all, like the heart of Jacob. But it's difficult to have this kind of heart as an ordinary man. As I listened to the lecture on Genesis, there were many forefathers of faith, Isaac and Jacob. Think about Isaac. When his father Abraham was about to give him as an atoning sacrifice, Isaac could have resisted, but he didn't. He just obeyed. He had such a heart. And what about Jacob? When he confronted his brother Esau, who was chasing him to kill him, he wrestled with an angel. But he didn't give up and received the blessing of being called Israel. So, on a night, you know, they went through the spiritual realm, but even though they had such great hearts, Isaac had the impartiality. His love for his twin sons were not fair. He favored his the first son, Isaac. And what about Jacob? He was sly and cunning, and he eventually ended up seeing trials for his son Joseph to be sold as a slave. So instead of, even though they had such a good hearts, they entered the third kingdom of heaven. However, even the third kingdom of heaven is not easy place to reach. Only those that heaven allows can reach there. Of course, we know many forefathers of faith who reached the whole spirit. ordinary man cannot reach such place. It's not that easy. Even, especially in this world, which is filled with sin and evil, it is impossible, almost impossible to go to New Jerusalem, not to mention, you know, through the kingdom of heaven. But we are given a chance. That is, through countless prayers and fastings of our senior pastor, we happen to enjoy the spiritual realm, which was opened by our shepherd. As you may know, time flow in the spiritual realm can be faster and slower. In other words, it can take only 1 or 2 months, which is supposed to take like 10 years in this fleshly world. So if we ride on the time flow of spirit, we can quickly reach spirit. Now, there are conditions, though. First of all, since the spiritual world realm was opened by Father God, because thanks to our shepherd, we gotta be one with our shepherd. Well, when you go abroad and if you give your belongings to someone else to keep them, you know, you have to get the permission from them, right? So, to ride on the spiritual flow, we got to be united as one with our shepherd. And the most important thing is, we have to realize that the love of our shepherd for the Ma'amin is the love to pay for the price that we couldn't pay. It's like the love our Lord on the cross is for all human beings, but we also have to realize that it is the love for me. I myself received great love from Senior Pastor. When thousands of souls were about to go to hell, just as in a Pastor Lira Chung prayed, like 2/3 of souls would go to hell, but by risking his lives and losing every strength that he got, thanks to that we received grace. I know it very well. When there was a 3-month suspension period, there was the opening ceremony for Levi workers and pastors. And on that day, I felt the love of senior pastor greatly. Senior pastor received so many, you know, letters of repentance. Then he said again, no, he would bring bags of repentance letters to a mountain. And especially there were letters of those who slandered him, judged him, condemned him, wrote the letters of repentance. A senior pastor, even though he lost every strength, even though he couldn't read well, even in that state, he didn't lose his smile. And he said, I still don't hate them. I will pray for them. So please be encouraged. As I saw him, I asked myself, where in the world can I find such a man of love? The burden on his shoulder looks so heavy. Why does he have to carry such burden? Even though I heard so many messages to pay for justice that I have to pay, you know, he went up the mountain, and as I saw him, I shed many tears. I was so hurt in my heart because the congregation are more than children to senior pastor. He gives the love that he was supposed to give his own children to us. He can, you know, he didn't do anything to be judged or condemned for. Such a senior pastor, and made an example. He said, There were, like, you know, profanity in many kinds of profanity in one letter. You know, when I heard that, I tried to be in his shoes. If I hear such, you know, slandering and in the, or profanity from my own son, what would I feel? What if your son or daughter calls you bad names? What will you feel? When I heard that, you know, I was so hurt in my heart. And when he said that, he couldn't even stand up because he had no strength at all. With that body, it's like a mother who was at the doorstep of death giving the final word. He gave up everything. That's what I felt. That's the love that I felt on that moment, and I cried so much. Soon, as you heard, we heard that, you know, he stopped the swords that our Father God was, you know, swinging. And what if our Lord standing before us with his hands and feet nailed on the cross? And in my vision, I could see that senior pastor was before us with all his body in pain. From the moment on, of course, you know, I trusted senior pastor. I could do it more, and I received great grace. So I changed and came into spirit. The grace was so great. So today, I'm going to share my testimony together with you. I hope that the love and grace of the shepherd be with you as well. First of all, I'd like to tell you how I grew up. Well, my testimony was made in 1997. And how I was healed by the power of the shepherd. And went on a way of a pastor. And that story is also introduced in the biography of a senior pastor, along with my a picture of my family. And in 2009, you know, in my testimony, I told you how I break the spiritual strain between me and my parents and ancestors. So today, I'm going to tell you how such an arrogant man like me could receive blessing to come into spirit. First of all, in a spiritual realm, I mean, it is not easy to increase your faith even by 0.1% or 0.01% in spirit. My father was born in North Korea. He was good at fighting. When he was ridiculed by, you know, Chinese people and other people, and the Japanese people, you know, he struck down those in the Chinese and Japanese to, you know, protect other, you know, fellow in, you know, Korean. He used to represent North Korea as a boxer before a Korean War broke out. And he was the founding member of the first in the boxing gym in South Korea later on. And my mother graduated from Yonsei University, majoring in English literature. She is 79 years old now. She was so smart and with a strong self-righteousness. I was born from those parents. So I had such a strong ego and righteousness. I went to school at the age of 7. And I always, won in everything. And my brother, who is 2 years older than I am, was beaten by me all the time. I was that strong. I was not diligent. When there was an exam, I studied overnight, and I used to be among the top 10 or top 15 out of 60 or 70 students in a class. But I didn't study, so the senior year in high school, I went to top 2 or top 3 in my class. I was a born Christian back then, and I started to study after reading the Bible. And in the end of the senior year, I became number 2 or number 3 in my class. I graduated from Seoul High School, and about 130 students went to Seoul National University. So, top 10s in each class went to Seoul National University. But, I was so lazy, so I couldn't make it to Seoul National University. So I entered Suncheonhyang University. But, that was not the university that I wanted to go, so I wandered around. When I was a freshman in college, I woke up late at night. I didn't go to school. I don't think I went to school a day. I played. I woke up late in the morning, and I went to pool games. And I played in the snookers, betting, and I was good at that, and I won quite much, and it became my pocket money. So those friends who played with me didn't proceed to the upper class, but I managed well. I think I was smart. Even though I studied overnight, I got like a B+ in mathematics. So I was able to proceed to upper class. So I thought myself that I can do it once I make up my mind. I was so confident like that. In other words, I had a so strong ego and, and arrogance. I was like that. I was so arrogant. I was called as a servant of God. And then God said, I would help shepherd to accomplish the world mission. Then I thought to myself that, because I am so nice, Father God called me as his servant. I was such an arrogant man like this. So one day, God told me in his revelation that you are a man of thoughts. You are like Jacob. You are an arrogant man. I was even, not mentioned it like that. I had so strong ego. Back then, this church was founded. There were not many congregations, so I could meet senior pastor quite easily. And I used to argue with senior pastor for about like a year, an hour or 2 hours. Senior pastor was supposed to go to women's mission members, and she couldn't prepare. And then he said, I couldn't prepare for the mission because of you. And I was so sorry, but I didn't argue with him anymore. I mean, I argued with him quite a lot, and senior pastor once said, Brother Suhyeok Cho is the only one who could argue with me. I think so I'm the only one in the church who argued with senior pastor. So anyway, I had such a strong ego. Then I changed by the grace of the shepherd little by little, but it wasn't easy to receive a spiritual faith. But once I felt the love of the shepherd who never gives up on me, I started to, you know, fast. I think I did a 40-day fasting, 40-day fasting once, 30-day once, 21-day fasting three times, 12-day fasting twice, and 10-day fasting about four times. Well, I cannot count those in a 7-day fasting or a 3-day fasting. But I couldn't break myself so easily. So when there was a group leaders conference in 2011, I was not standing on the rock of faith. And at the end of that year, you know, by the grace of the shepherd, I barely stood on the rock of faith. So from time to time, I mean, after that, my faith didn't increase. Or when it was increased, it was done by like 1% or... And then last December, I reached the 70.01% in the third level of faith. So about half a year, it was increased by only 10%. But then this January, it was increased by 15%. And in the end of March, last March, it was increased by 15% again. And then I came into spirit. Then my son said, Pastor, you became a man of spirit? And then it was quite, you know, quicker than I thought, I expected. But I know that it was never done by my own strength. My faith was increased by 30% in 30 months. I mean, how could I come into spirit in just 3 months? Of course, you know, I have a heart that, you know, I even risk my life once I think it is right. But, you know, later I thought that I realized that my heart is not good at all. I was disheartened when I realized that I didn't stand on the rock of faith. I wanted to obey, but, you know, my vessel was so small. But I said amen well, and senior pastor said, you say amen well, but your deeds do not follow. And I had, you know, so many thoughts. Senior pastor said, I cannot recall anyone that I touched more than you, but you still don't break your fleshly thoughts. I couldn't pray well because of these fleshly thoughts. However, in 3 months I came into a spirit. It was a miracle. How? It was not by my goodness or my strength. Shepherd didn't give up on me. Only through his sacrifice and devotion, he opened the spiritual realm, and I was able to hope in. So when I thought about how I could receive this kind of grace, then I could find a couple of things. It was by the grace of God who has led me. So this is what I want to share with you. Proverbs 69 says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The spiritual realm cannot be done by your plan. You have to be led by Father God. To be led by Father God, your heart should be after Father God's heart. Your heart should be after Father God's heart. And Father God should acknowledge you. So first of all, to be led by Father God, first of all, from the depths of your heart, in the flow of spirit, you have to be thankful and you have to rejoice with the truth. Psalm 50, verse 23 says, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. This talks about the importance of thanks. When you give thanks in any situation, the works The work of God's salvation takes place. It is the same in the spiritual, you know, flow. So when you give thanks from the depths of your heart, you can quickly ride on the spiritual flow. When I didn't stand on the rock of faith as a, parish pastor, I couldn't even look up to the sky. I lost my strength. And when my faith was not increased as much as I expected, I was too ashamed to see my parish members. However, since Father God leads me to good ways all the time in His love, when I think about the spiritual flow, I thought to myself, how can I break myself and my arrogance without this flow? Father God loves us so much. In that spiritual, you know, flow, Father God wants me to be broken. So I was so thankful from the depths of my heart. Dear brothers and sisters, you should believe that Father God wants you to lead you to a good ways all the time. When Abraham believed in Father God considered it righteousness. When we believe in the goodness of Father God all the time in any given situation, that is to pile up goodness before Father God. Many pastors and Levi workers and elders and senior deaconesses and workers of the church may have so many strong ego and self-righteousness and arrogance. Instead of thinking you are backsliding in this spiritual flow, you should rather rejoice to discover yourself being humble and give thanks in this spiritual flow. Then Father God will bless you to ride well. Spiritual love, when you have spiritual love, you truly rejoice when others do well. Every parent rejoices when they hear that their children are better than their parent. I mean, I heard that, you know what? You are so ugly, but your son is so beautiful. And you know what? When people say you are ugly, you don't feel good. But you know what? She was not shocked at all. But she was smiling. Well, to myself, she was smiling. Why? Because her friend said her son was more beautiful than she is. You said amen. Thank you. You will be so pleased when people say your children are beautiful. Thanks to sacrifice and devotion of our shepherd. I mean, if you feel it from the depths of your heart, then you should quickly come into spirit. And those fruit of spirit, you know, you should rejoice when others come into spirit. You said amen, right? Even though your faith does not increase as much as you expect, your friends increase their faith greatly, then you should rejoice together. And you should be strengthened. And Father God will give you strength. Senior Pastor said, from the later half of last year, the spiritual flow is faster. So, just as Senior Pastor prayed, thousands of people stand on the rock of faith. You know, one Senior Pastor recovers his strength by 100%, and then all those people will come into spirit. So thousands of people will become a man of spirit. Then you all have to be such, you know, man of spirit. You have to be confident. Because it will be done according to your faith. Even though my faith was not increased as much as I thought, you know, thankfully, I was given this thought that, you know, I'm slow, but once I'm broken, you know, I will come into spirit so easily. That was my faith. So please, I broke everything that I can. Father God gave me grace and my faith increased greatly. To be led by Father God, second of all, you have to remember Father God's word and accomplish it through obedience. John 15:7, our Lord said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." It means if you accomplish the word of God, you can be with one with our Lord and you can receive whatever blessing you wish. In other words, if you obey the word of God, you can ride the spiritual flow well. The word in this verse includes the revelation, the word from senior pastor, and the words from people of spirit. Whenever God said, you know, I stood on the rock of faith, and whenever my faith was increased, Father God said, I had such a strong self-righteousness and frameworks, and strong fleshly thoughts, I couldn't come into spirit. And in addition, Father God said, do not discern anything. Senior pastor told you all the time that you have to discern when, right? But Father God said, do not discern anything. So I was wondering why Father God told me like that. Then I realized that until I came into spirit, even though I tried to discern, because of fleshly thoughts that I had, I couldn't discern well. So we should not judge at all. So we should not discern at all. Wherever people go, you should not judge. You just rely on Him and then walk your road only. So I was able to break my fleshly thoughts. Yet I still had so many in the fleshly thoughts. Then Father God gave me another word. Because of my fleshly thought, I cannot feel the love of the shepherd and his goodness. You know, I shed tears whenever senior pastor talks about, senior pastor delivers words, and whenever I feel the love of the shepherd, you know, I shed tears. I couldn't understand what, you know, Father God said. Then I thought to myself two things. I realized two things. The heart of the shepherd is mercy and grace. You know, people have a limit of endurance. When people, you know, go beyond that, the level of endurance, that they cannot endure anymore. But senior pastor rather took the pity of others, and he even sacrificed himself to understand them and to pray for them and to fill in the justice. He is man of justice, a man of, you know, mercy himself. As I realized it, I tried to think in the position of senior pastor so I could, you know, understand others, and I can take pity of others, and I can pray for others a lot. Another thing is that the heart of making peace, even though it is not my own interest, it is against my interest or benefit, I could yield and sacrifice myself. That is the heart of the shepherd. When I reached like 85% in the third level, to break my self-righteousness, let's say I did 7 or 8 good things to others, but those other things complain because I didn't do good for the rest of the 2 things. You think it's right? You don't say. There is no answer. Well, I thought myself that, you know, I didn't have enough time, I couldn't afford it, but, you know, out of 10, I gave you 8. But because of the 2 that I didn't give, you complain. Well, I couldn't understand. Then I asked myself, what if senior pastor would do in this case? Senior pastor would sacrifice everything to give what others want to receive. That's what I felt. Once I realized it, I emptied myself. That's right. If others want, I give everything. And the Father God acknowledged it, and it was a way to spirit.
I
When Father God blessed me and told me that, you know, I came into spirit. Our shepherd is paying for 90% of justice that we should. So we have to make an effort. Father God can acknowledge. Once He acknowledges, Father God leads us into spirit. And there were touches the senior pastor did to me. A couple of years ago, senior pastor said to a couple of leading pastors that, I am so ashamed whenever I see you. I like to hide myself. Well, I can barely understand what he meant. It was a touch of senior pastor. So I tried to feel the heart of the shepherd. Then in Daniel Prayer meeting, there were many, I could remember the testimonies in Mami magazine. One common thing was that once they realized the love of the shepherd, they didn't change their mind and heart to pay for the grace that they received, and they bore spiritual fruit. They are people of spirit. Once I realized them, I compared my heart with their hearts. So I was too shy, too ashamed. I wanted to hide myself during the Daniel Prayer meeting. Then I started to change. And senior pastor said to follow the people of spirit. And as I heard it, I thought to myself, I know what he said. And I was arrogant. I didn't follow the people of spirit. You know, there were many, pastors who are younger than I am. You know, they were even young as my son, so it was not easy to humble myself before them. But as I realized what he said, to break myself and to be humble, I followed those people of spirit, whoever they are. I was ready to kneel down before them. And there are many, people of spirits in my parish. And I even followed Pastor Kyung-ha-ko. She was so shy. How could you, come to me as a great parish pastor? So, but I'm nothing. You are a man of spirit. I said like that. About 30 minutes, she said something to me. I was so touched. And during the Daniel Prayer meeting, I cried a lot. Dear brothers and sisters, this church is full of God's grace. To be honest, grace is not it. Of course, we gotta receive grace first. But people like me, there must be grace, and we must receive strength. The strength is acquired when you humble yourself and break yourself. Those of you who are like me, please break yourself down. Second one was the word from the altar the senior pastor made. Senior pastor once said, we have to listen to the sermons, the Seed of Life 10 times, and read Three Kingdoms twice. Well, I didn't obey right away. So I listened to Seeds of Life, more than 10 times, and I read the Three Kingdoms three times, because I was so sorry, because I didn't obey right away. I was still shy. Because it was not perfect obedience. And I thought to myself, one senior pastor says something, I will obey right away. The last year, senior pastor talked about the reading the Bible, the whole Bible. I obeyed right away. Before the Lunar New Year day, I read the New Testament. And after the Lunar New Year, I read the Old Testaments. I was able to obey right away. But it was amazing. I couldn't read well. So whenever I read the Bible or other sermon, notes, my eyes got easily bored. But once I have the heart of obedience, my eyes didn't get bored at all. And didn't get, you know, exhausted. I mean, I was not bored, so I could read them well. And I received this kind of grace from Father God, and my faith was increased greatly. To be led by Father God, third, there must be effort and deeds that can touch the heart of Father God. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. If we follow Father God, who is Spirit itself, we can come into spiritual realm and make deep communication with Father God. And I try to sing praises with the aroma of my heart. And I poured out my heart during my prayer. And I fasted, risking my life. First of all, when Father God gave us Manmin praise, Father God, a senior pastor said, when we sing from the depths of our heart, our spirit will be purified. And Pastor Heejin Lee said during the Friday all-night service, that Father God accepts our aroma and He is pleased and gives us grace. As I heard it, especially in the second half of Friday all-night service, before that, I mean, after that, with all my heart, I sang praises. I'm a parish pastor, but I'm so slow to change. What should I do, Father? Please help me. I sang praises with tears like that. Last summer retreat, you know, during the campfire night, senior pastor said the Father God received our aroma of our hearts and gave us blessing. And as I heard it, I sang praises during the campfire night with tears. Father God accepts this kind of aroma. And it is the same with prayer. I prayed with tears all the time. Last year, I guess, senior pastor came from mountain. And the senior pastor, after the MS service, senior pastor was about to go into his office. And he looked around. There were many people of spirit. I looked around too. All those people around him was more than two-thirds were people of spirit. His secretary, security team, leaders, more than two-thirds were people of spirit. And the rest, one-third was close to spirit. Even though they were just in workers, they came out as fruit of spirit. Now look at me. What have I done for the last 30 years as a pastor? I was so shy. I was so ashamed. So that night, during the Daniel prayer meeting, you know, I rendered my heart in my repentance. I hope that, you know, someone could saw my heart. My heart was torn apart to pieces. Tears came out. It became like a waterfall. And Mrs. Bong Lin Lee prayed for me three times that night. I think Father God was pleased. Sooner or later, I got a call from the secretary room. Before that, you know, God gave us in the revelation to a couple of pastors, and I once realized that senior pastor wants me to come into spirit more than I did, but then I realized once again that Father God is more than that.
Senior pastor said, you know, when 3-day fasting didn't work, he fasted like a 7-day or 10-day to pull it out. So I did, you know, 3-day fasting or 10-day fasting, but I couldn't do it more. But as I felt the love of Father God, I decided to myself that if I die, I'll die. So I decided to do 12-day fasting. When pastors, you know, fast more than 10 days, you know, we got assigned. But, you know, I couldn't get the holidays too fast. I have to visit members while fasting, so it was not easy. So I couldn't decide so easily. But once I realized the love of Father God and the shepherd, I decided to myself and started fasting. Well, but there was a cause, there was a reason too. My right arm got numb. I'm a right-hander. If I don't use my right hand, I cannot pray with the handkerchief, I cannot shake hands, I cannot write down, I cannot eat. Everything got stopped. Then I realized that Father God, you know, forces me to, you know, fast. So I fasted. So I said, Father, I will fast, but help me to make it easy with fasting and prayer. And the Father God helped me. So I fasted well. And then Senior Pastor said, Senior Pastor mentioned about the seminar for pastors. And I fasted for 3 days. And when I fasted for 3 days, I repented a lot. Our pastors and people of spirit, you know, those, you know, who are selected pastors, I questioned, why is it so difficult to come into spirit? Nowadays, you know, men's mission members are faster than women's mission members in increasing their faith. Well, but men's mission members, you know, they got no time. But once they realized the love of the shepherd, now they could easily run towards Spirit. But what about pastors and Levi workers? Even though you received so much grace, you know, you committed sin, so it wasn't easy to receive, to be blessed to come into Spirit. So once I realized it, I fasted 3 days, and I filled up like 21 day fasting in total. Then at the end of January this year, my faith got increased 15% and another 15% in March, and I finally came into spirit. Well, let me talk about fasting one more. People around me said, you know, I am good at fasting. Well, I don't think it's a gift. Well, it's difficult to fast. I once said, you know, why do I have to fast? There are people who are doing well without fasting. But you know what? Father God leads us in different ways. You know, I had such a strong ego, and it was not easy to break. To break it, you know, Father God inspired me to break it by, you know, fasting. So whenever I was inspired to fast, I fasted. One other thing is that, you know, spirit is life. You know, to acquire life of spirit, you know, we should be able to sacrifice our life in flesh, right? So Father God set in such a heart, and Father God helped me to fast. The Father God will help you like that too. Additionally, fasting should not be fasting for fasting. Well, fasting should be fasting to pull out, root out something from your heart. When I fast for long days, you know, to break the spiritual string between me and my parents, you know, I fasted and I received blessing after that. Well, if my fasting after that was so desperate like that, you know, I could have come into spirit earlier. Well, if you just fast, it's not easy. You know, praying is hard, and you feel dizzy all the time. Then you may say, you know, Father God knows me while I'm fasting. Don't be satisfied the fact that, you know, you are fasting. Father God knows everything. But Father God should acknowledge your fasting, not knowing. So even though it is difficult, you have to pray with all your strength, with the resolution of pulling out everything from your heart. Then that should be right fasting. Just skipping meals or not fasting. If you, you know, just fall asleep. So, please do fasting that Father God can take with pleasure. Let me conclude this message. I have two reasons to go to New Jerusalem. First of all, I was a born Christian. And I was led to this church by the grace of God. Before I came to this church, I wandered in the world for about a year. Then I didn't even come to church. I didn't even go to church. But Father God forced me to come to this church. So, out of thanks, out of gratitude for such a thing, for such grace, I want to be with Father God in New Jerusalem. I have to go there to be with the Father God. Second reason is, there is a senior pastor who loves me more than I do. And I want to be with him forever and ever. The reason I received this blessing of spirit is because there was the love of our shepherd who never gives up on me. I didn't stand on the rock in 2011 whenever there was a meeting with pastors. I said, Amen, well, because I had a heart of obedience. So the senior pastor said, since he has such a heart of obedience, no, he will go to New Jerusalem by accomplishing spirit and Holy Spirit. But those selected pastors increased their faith well, but I was so slow. The senior pastor once said, there are other than the two leading pastors. Three pastors, three of you, why don't you compete until you reach 30% of Holy Spirit? As I heard them, I asked myself, I was curious. I didn't even come into spirit. Well, 30% of Holy Spirit? I asked, you know, Elder Edward Lee, and then senior pastor didn't make a mistake. It is Holy Spirit. Then that night, during the Daniel prayer meeting, I am so shy and I am so unable, but senior pastor believes me and he never gives up on me until I reach New Jerusalem. What a great love it is. From the moment on, I couldn't even disappoint it because it will hurt my senior pastor's heart. So with the resolution to pay back for the grace, I made a great effort. And there was another moment to feel senior pastor's pain and sacrifice.
You
know, I had itching all over my body for the last 10 months. When it was itching, I thought myself that it is to pay for my just pay for whatever I have to pay. But, you know, when it was so itching, I couldn't even sleep for about a day or two. But, you know, most days, you know, I could sleep by the grace of God. But because of pain and itching, our senior pastor cannot sleep for a week, you know, for 2 weeks. And since it is too itching, you know, he puts, you know, extremely hot towel over his face. I heard it. A member in my parish put towel in a range and put it on. He couldn't even touch the hot towel, and he cried a lot. As I heard him, do you know how painful it is to be burned? But the itching was too extreme that the burning sensation was easier to endure than itching. But he took it. He did it. When I realized his pain, I was so hurt in my heart. And senior pastor couldn't sleep every night, and he rolled his body all night long. You know, senior pastor endures it very well. But he rolls his body because of the pain and itching. I couldn't understand. And to pay for justice, he receives that kind of pain. When senior pastor comes back, if I don't become a fruit of spirit, how can I see him? Father, please, I want to become a fruit of spirit. Please. I long for spirit and prayed like that so much, then I was able to become a man of spirit. Thank you. Senior pastor came back and I asked him. I was curious, you know. I asked him a question, right? Senior pastor, I also had the itching. And how could you roll over your body on the bed? And I was so hurt in my heart. And he said, I put two beds together and roll over. Otherwise, I could fall down. The sacrifice and love of senior pastor cannot be expressed in words. Now, is that love only for me? No, for all of us here. Your brothers and sisters, invisible spiritual realm has been shown to us through countless fastings and prayers of our senior pastor. However, still there are people who are committing sins to leading death. The sins written in Hebrews chapter 6 and 10, even though it cannot be repented, he prayed, interceding for us, and brought down the grace of forgiveness. However, with our hearts, we cannot go to the spiritual world. So with his sacrifice, suffering from all kind of itching and pain, he sacrificed himself to pay for justice. So once we make up our mind and trust in him, whoever does that, come into spirit, riding on a spiritual flow. And we should never lose this chance of grace. Unless you had such distinctive heart that Father God acknowledges, it's not easy to go into spiritual world. So we have to ride on this spiritual flow. In order to do that, we should be after Father God's heart. To do that, first of all, we should be able to give thanks from the depths of our hearts and rejoice together. Second, we have to accomplish Father God's word in obedience. Third, we have to show efforts and deeds that can touch the heart of Father God. May you ride this spiritual flow well and come into spirit and whole spirit until we reach New Jerusalem and Shepherd's Castle all together with us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
Hallelujah.
영에 여러분 충실히 감사하며 진리 함께 기뻐할 수 있는 마음이 되기를 원합니다. 또한 주신 말씀 순종하여 우리의 삶 속에 이루어내기를 원하며 또한 하나님을 감동시킬 만한 간절한 노력과 행함을 통해서 아버지 하나님을 기쁘시게 해서 목자 하나 돼 영의 이름을 영의 공간을 찬다 우리 모두가 신속히 변화돼서 영으로 온유하나 목자의 아름다운 면에 나오신 우리 모두가 되게 축복해 주시옵소서. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart by faith. Hallelujah, Almighty Father, God of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away negative thoughts and hearts, and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. As AIDS, leukemia, cerebral palsy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, lung diseases, heart diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headaches, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. And let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give our members strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems throughout this week. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. And please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they do, let them do it only for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.